Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and God bless you. Welcome to the Hidden Manor with your host, Apostle Diane Chappelle, greeting you from the great gate city of Detroit on this beautiful Sunday morning. I pray that you've had a great week. I pray that you've had a great arising this morning. And we can be assured that if not, it shall be so. As God continues to overshower his people. Glad to have you with me this morning and excited about a word that I am hearing in this moment in time. So let's see what the Lord wants to unveil before us. So, Father, we give you praise. We thank you for this beautiful morning, the glorious sun shining, just an awesome moment in time. We rejoice and we thank you for it. And as we come together, we thank you for yet another opportunity to express your goodness, your grace, and mercy. And also another opportunity to stabilize ourselves, glory to God, as we continue to press into purpose and bring that which you have prepared before the foundations of the earth to manifest in this season, in this time. So for that, give you praise. Holy Spirit, I thank you for your activity in our lives. I thank you for the increase of our sensitivity to your presence. And as we await your wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, unfold before us that which will bring us through your manifested glory into this manifested time, that we may be the manifested sons of God. And for that, we rejoice and give you praise. So we're thankful and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, once again, God be praised. Good to have you on board. Excited in this, in what appears to be a season of dread. Amen. But how many of you know God is the God of life and love and grace and mercy and all those things that are sustaining in this hour? I want to share some things this morning to kind of keep us tied in. Just as I was getting ready to sit here and go on broadcast, I heard the Lord say that he's gathering his remnant. And when he said it, it was like it is the preparation has already began to offset this threat that has come upon nations. And I guess my assignment pretty much is to help with the reset as Father is identifying and releasing the remnant, and that we are already empowered to move forward in the purpose of the King of Glory. So I rejoice in that. And one thing I say to all of us, pay very close attention to what God is saying or doing in this season. I mean, I'm talking about when I say season, I mean in the next few days. Pay close attention to what he is saying and doing, for between now and resurrection, he has already laid out a blueprint. He's already laid out a plan. He's already declared victory. He's already moving on those who have had a heart to hear, hard to understand, and a birthing love within us that is definitely a result of our relationship with Abba, that love that is overshadowing and empowering us in this season to move forth in Father's plan. So stay intensely connected. Stay open to what Father would say to you as far as next steps. If you are separated, you're going to be overtaken by all of the scourge that is going on in the earth, especially those things coming out of the mouth of people, and especially those things coming out of the mouth of the quote-unquote saved, but that's another message. But keep your ear tuned toward glory so you will hear. God is not sending this message to everyone. Only those with the ear to hear will benefit from what he's saying in this season. Amen. Amen. So I have been writing for the last few months, and recently the Holy Spirit has been instructing me to post some of the things that I have, that he has given me. He's been waking me up anywhere between 3 and 5 in the morning and just downloading, and to the extent that I have to sleep with my phone in readiness so I can do voice recording. Amen. I don't have time to turn on lights and grab notebooks and pens and things. But he is, he's opening, there's just a deluge of revelation coming forth. And it's usually at night, it's usually in the night season when cities sleep. And when we're sleeping, things that the Father likes to alert us just as we're waking up. One thing I'm assured of is that I know it's not me. I know it's got to be God, because my mind hasn't even gotten in forward motion yet. So it is him. And then that, just that little nugget is enough to draw me into his presence, to begin to go deeper in saying, seeing what, hearing what he is saying. So a few weeks, last week, when he awakened me, I heard the word remnant. And as I began to speak into the phone, it was impressed upon me that you've got to post this one. And I'm like, okay, and some of you may have seen it, but it was his message to the remnant. And what he said, if I can remember all the points, is that the virus will rise, the deaths will cease, he said the body of Christ has to now be prepared to work. I think I did the rest of it, but that was oath two, that the virus is lifting, deaths are ceasing. Oh, the economy will return and excel. And so I posted that, and not only got responses from the post, but received an invitation to speak at a virtual Bible study, which I did, and just been moving in that direction. So one of the reasons, and I'll get into a scripture in a minute, one of the reasons that we have to purpose our hearts and our minds to hear God, and not all this rhetoric that's going on that has no truth in it at all, is because he's unveiling his plan. He's unveiling those things, those next steps. And as he does that, there is an overshadowing of peace that just captures everyone with a, like I said, with a mind hard to hear. But he is giving us that which we need in order to go forward. It's not for everybody. It's for those with prepared hearts. And when I say those with prepared hearts, I'm not saying that he's going to leave anybody. Whosoever will, let him come. But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying there is a segment, and let me explain it more as we get into the scripture. Every time we hear the word remnant, and every time I hear it, and many people, we immediately go to 1 Chronicles 12:32, that talks about Issachar. And this is a season of Issachar, because it's the season of the tribe of Judah. And in fact, I was affirmed during the season of Issachar 70 years ago on April the 10th, affirmed as an apostle. In that 1 Chronicles 7, at verse 23 says, these are the numbers of the division of the armed troops who came to David in Hebron to turn the kingdom of Saul over to him, according to the word of the Lord. So all of these tribes have come on an assignment. And when you drop down to verse 32, as they were identifying the tribes, we get down to verse 32, talking about the tribe of Issachar. And it says, of Issachar, those who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, 200 chiefs and all their kindred under their command. And so in saying that, those who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. And what the Lord is saying, that even in the midst of this threat of this COVID-19 and other things, he says that he is speaking to that portion of the body of Christ that is sensitive to his sound and would know what to what they ought to do in this season. So that's what he has done. And it's not that the remnant is just discovering that they're the remnant. The remnant knows that they're the remnant by the Spirit, if not according to the flesh. You know, by the Spirit, we know by I can identify. We know by our walk with God. We know about. We know by our sensitivity to Him. We know about our humility before Him. We know by our submission before Him. At whatever stage it may be, and there's an active going forward. There's an active submitting to Him. There's something that just begins to our soul is like being taken over by the Spirit. And we are letting it happen. And so we're moving. And it's also a place where there's great separation. Father is separating his remnant, if you would, has separated his remnant so that we are not inundated by all of the outside activity that's going on, the outside influences, if you would, that have a tendency to hinder that which Father is trying to accomplish as he brings us into revelatory insight, and especially in seasons like this. I said to the team yesterday, and I've been saying it, that unless the Lord tells you to peep into media, you need to stay away from it. Glory to God. Unless God has told you to look into media and watch what's being said and done on media, you aren't supposed to be in it, because that's another influence, and that influence is intended to distract you, and it's also intended to influence you in the manner in which it wants to direct you. And one of the greatest influences of the media pocket right now is to keep perpetrating increase in numbers and releasing of the spirit of fear and all of that. All of those things that have had the nation held captive, if you would. Father says that attention of hearing and listening should be relegated to Him. So he wants to be the audience. Okay, He wants our attention drawn to Him, not to the media, but to Him. He wants to be our media, and He is our media. And so those of us who are sensing that didn't just start sensing it. You know, the whole remnant thing is a place of preparation. Every time I say that word, I see an arrowhead. And, you know, an arrowhead has three points: the point that hits the target, and what I call the two balancing sides, if you would. And so the arrow travels; the three points travel together. And when God launches them, He's launching them at a target. Well, we need to know when we're being launched and the target we're headed for. We can't do that if we're being distracted by the manipulation of the demonic defined manipulations that is intended to bring us off point. It's intended to feed us with that which is not of God. That's intended to what is called itself doing is weakening God's army, and that'll never happen. But anyway, that's the intention. So back to 1 Corinthians 12, 32 of Issachar. Once again, those who had understanding of times and know that Israel ought to do. He says, the understanding of times, I have been teaching I don't even know how long I've been teaching on transition. Those who have been in my class or connected know that that's a word that I use on a regular basis. And what I say in that in reference to transition is that transitions do not come on every year or every 5 or 10 years. Transitions come every 500 or 1,000 years. They're they are readily accessible. So generations can live, be born and die, and never tap into transition, because transitions are kairos, opportune moments in God, orchestrated by Him for His purposes. And transition is always global, because transition always goes through the root system and begins to shake up those things. The shaking that we hear talked about are shakings that happen in the root system, underground, those things. Father is disrupting some of the root system. He's disrupting them so He can pull out the tares and other things that are impeding the growth in this situation. Well, in every situation we come to Him, impeding the growth of the church. And so he moves in that. Well, we just happen to be that generation that is moving in transition. Whether we want to or not, we are moving in transition, and we can't get out of it unless we, of course, we go to glory. And I don't think he'll talk about doing that. So the time, so that which we have been speaking of, that is that which we're in. That is that which we have been prepared for. Now, the serious and critical thing about that is that it's not a place that we are just arriving to be prepared. We've already been prepared. There's already been some things that we've encountered in this process, as we call this walk, that have been part of the package, if you would, or the training or the preparation for a time such as this, especially among prophets. It's for a prophetic people, but I say specifically among prophets, because prophets in seasons of transition, and I can testify prophets in this season of transition, their first priority is have their ear toward the mouth of God, because they already know by the Spirit that there's messaging coming that we haven't heard before. And they cannot be influenced by outside rhetoric and other things that would draw their attention away from hearing the sound of what God is saying. And on the other side of that, the prophets and all prophets are not comfortable in hearing the rhetoric of the outside world. It's offensive, if you would, to them. It cuts across their commitment to a holy and loving Father who sacrificed His Son that we may be redeemed and returned back to His Father's original intent. So it's not something that, it's not like a garment that we just get up and put on. It's something that has been worked in our spirit, and not necessarily according to our requests, but more so to our respond to those things that happen to us down in this stage called life. That's another teaching, and as I'm speaking, it's just unfolding. It's just coming out of my belly. That which is pertinent to the prophet in the season. Amen. And I've been teaching a class on the prophetic. We're into our 12th week, I guess, and we have 6 more to go, bringing that alignment so that we can understand that, once again, we may not be a prophet as far as the function goes, but we are prophets as far as the season goes. So I'm speaking of those who are functioning as prophets, but we're still a prophetic people. They still hear God. We still hear God, and we're sensitive to Him at various degrees, but like I said, that is another teaching. But I just wanted to highlight what I said in 1 Chronicles 12:32. They had an understanding of the times. So in the season that we're in, their prophets can see on the other side of the coin. They see on the other side of the distress. They can hear things that's coming from a land of Goshen, a land of peace, a land of another level of preparation, and they are not distracted by that manipulation of the enemy that is blanketing the the whole land, the whole earth with fear, so that fear will overpower individuals and they cannot hear, see, or even think about hearing or seeing what God may be saying in the season, that they may get an understanding of what God is saying. So when I put that post out the other day, it was not like I just came up with this thought. No, that had been bubbling in my spirit. That had been rehearsing, if you would, in my belly for a minute. And in fact, as soon as this, I can go back into the time frame, but I will get it up for my own understanding. So in the preparation, when seasons come like this, those who have been prepared do not panic. Okay. In seasons like this, those who have been attentive to what God is saying and doing in a present time do not panic. So when I say in a present time, when God meets you in those difficult times, when he meets you in those up against the wall situations where you don't know which way to go, and then he speaks to you in the midst of it, and I'm doing this because it's so familiar with me because I did this teaching over Blog Talk a year ago. When you're up against the wall and God intervenes and gives you an understanding that he was up against the wall with you. And what happens, there's a relationship that begins to be developed in that revelation. And then when we have that attention, when God has gained that attention, then he begins to show us and teach us other things. And it's a process. It just goes on and on and on. We have no idea that there's a COVID-19 coming. We don't have any idea that there's a spirit of fear being blanket over nations. We don't have any idea that we're being prepared for anything. God knows he's prepared us for something, but we don't know we're being prepared. But the only thing we know is the moment shows up and voila, I am prepared. I can do this. I can handle this because I'm not going anywhere. And neither is a lot of other people that are being victimized by the spirit. So I said all that has to do with understanding the times. That's why my sensitivities were at the place where I could hear Holy Spirit says this a lift. And in fact, the first time that came out of my mouth, I was talking to one of my spiritual sons on the phone, and we were getting ready to hang up, and I heard myself saying, "This is going to disappear as fast as it came, or it's going to lift as fast as it came." And he said, "Really, Apostle?" I said, "It's going to lift as fast as it came." It was just resident in my spirit. Okay, and I'm not one. Those who walk close to me know that I receive and hear prophetically, but I don't necessarily put it out there on Facebook or I'm the listener prophet. Okay, I hear, and I'm listening for an unfamiliar sound. I'm not listening for what the prophets are saying. I'm honoring what they're saying. I'm hearing what they're saying, but I'm listening at another depth. I'm listening to see what is it, Father, that you're saying that's different than what we're hearing. And it takes a concerted, intense determination to cause our ear to go that deep, to hear what God is saying in the midst of the din, in the midst of everything that's going on, to be able to hear him in a whisper. I once again awakened, and it was on a Saturday morning, just before I did the Saturday prayer call, and the Lord said, "You aren't listening with the depth you need to hear. You're hearing, but not listening. You have to listen. You can hear with your ear, but you have to listen with your spirit." Glory to God. Hear with your ear, but listen with your spirit. So if we're limited what we hear with our ear, we just shut out our spirit. And our spirit is the one that's taking us deeper into the revelation of what we just heard. Okay, this is prophets that are maybe listening to this or will listen to this. Hear what I'm saying. It is in that place where you are being trained and positioned to hear in the sensitivities. You don't have time to, you don't have time to just be on social media, just be on social media. You're on social media when the Lord directs you to go and to release what he has you release, and then you pull back. You aren't in this war listening to media news unless the Lord tells you to go out there and listen. That's not your assignment. Okay, you're moving so that we can hear, and all along that process, he's training our sensitivities to be even more intense. He's training us to be even more our resolve is strengthened. We are moving in that place that we soon hear the still small voice. And so when we're hearing Father at that level, there is no fear, there is no panic, because he's already revealed what's on the other side of the coin. Somebody hear me. He's already made a, God will never send us into danger without somebody know, without someone knowing we're headed in that direction. He would never set us up to have us destroyed in a place, hear me today, would have us destroyed in a place that he had prepared for us to be victorious. He would never have us write the end of the world off when he is in charge and total control of whatever happens in the earth. You hear what I'm saying? We listen to people, and we listen to, and much of what we hear from people are lies and garbage and old rehearsed news that has nothing to do with what God is saying and doing in this season. And because our sensitivities aren't in that place with the Father, we can't hear him. Okay, we can talk about I heard him, but no, you didn't hear him because your actions determine whether or not we heard him. Amen. Okay, and then some may not even know that they're moving in the realm of the prophetic, that they're moving, that God has trained them up as prophets, but they still operate from that same course until the Lord begins to reveal that that's what I've called you to do, that's what I've called you to become. That's who you are in the season. You are one of my prophets. So we have to, and this is transition. Transition is not reading a book chapter by chapter. Transition is getting another book and begin to read that one, because the other one you had is now old letter. Now you need to go and begin to read this new, and this is what transition is. It is a new. Transition is, and transformation is the same. Transition is the caterpillar becoming the butterfly, not a butterfly going back and becoming a caterpillar. Butterfly will never become a caterpillar, all right? Caterpillars will always become butterflies, all right? It's a cocoon. It's that situation in the middle, glory, that cocoon that transforms, okay? Well, I'm saying this to somebody. Some of your life encounters have been your cocoon, to transform you into the modern butterfly that God has designed you to become since before the foundations of the earth. The hell you've been in has been part of the cocoon that's preparing you for the anointing that you carry. Somebody hear me today. Amen. And so we, that cocoon is being broken. Okay, it's being broken. And glory to God. And I'm sure this thing is not cutting me off early, but it may be. But if it is, we'll just take up. I'll do a part two later on today. It makes no difference. Stay tuned, because I just heard in my ear 90 seconds, and I'm supposed to be on for an hour. So anyway, I'll just hang there. We'll see what the system does. Glory to God. But how about there's always a way out? Amen. I can always come back. One thing about being on I call it being on shut-in, okay, as opposed to being quarantined, but being shut-in, I can move and raise up another long talk at any given moment. You will be notified. But hear what I'm saying this morning, all right? Hear what I'm saying, that we are moving in that place where we are, God is defining us so that we can move forward in this hour. And you got to hear that, because we have already crossed over into the promise the remnant is already ahead of it. We've gathered and we're moving. One thing about the remnant's not going to leave the rest of the body behind, but the remnant is leading because they're the ones that are hearing the directions and directives that are given by the Father in the season. So we're standing in the midst, we're standing on the other side of the cocoon, my brothers and sisters. We are standing in that place that we're now going to move into that place of the where the realities, where Father is fed, will begin to manifest. So keep your ear tuned. Keep your eyes covered from those things that are intended to distract you. When I come back, I'll speak again about this spirit of fear, that living entity, that only reason spirit of fear agitates you is because it wants to control you. And when you get that revelation, it's like, nobody, this is not getting ready to happen. Amen. If he can control you, then you never understand power, love, and sound mind given to us out of 1 Timothy 1 and 7. So we have to stay attentive to what he is doing. And I have literally been being cut off air, but I will regroup. Amen. And we'll come back and do part two of this. So until then, Father, I thank you for that, what you have given us in this season. And I thank you that what the enemy could mean for evil has now been used for your glory and for our benefit, for our celebration of who you are. And for that, we give you praise. So we thank you. And I know some of you can hear me, but those that came on online have been cut off. I'll be back with part two of After the Resurrection, Nations Wait. Amen. God bless you. Wait a minute, this thing is doing something else here. I am off the air.